The lying liars who lie, they just keep lying. This is the news, according to me. That's no lie. Really. Well, good morning. It is Thursday, finally. Thursday, March 24th, 2022. And I'm sorry that there was no show yesterday. I don't even know if I had a show Tuesday. Did I have a show Tuesday? I don't even remember. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I had a show Tuesday. Because I was, maybe I didn't. I was in Flint, Michigan Tuesday evening, and I cannot recall having done a show. But I digress. Currently, the state of affairs here in the, I'm at the home office, home office studio. I don't know what you call it. My home studio here at the News According to Me today. The international headquarters. Later today, I might do a show there, possibly, or tomorrow morning for sure. I'll be doing a show from the world headquarters. And I'm planning on trying to do this. I've been trying to kick around this idea about doing another live, either a video broadcast or a live show on Podbean. I wish Castos, who I typically run my system through, I wish they would have a live broadcasting system. If they did, I would be all over that. I'd like to do that through them, through Castos. They do a good rate. I like their whole platform there better. Analytics are easier. It's a better platform. They allow me to do multiple podcast topics. I can have multiple different podcasts under one platform, under one name. With Podbean, you have to pay extra for that, which I think is a ripoff. So I'm going to be doing that. Probably that's where I'm going to be launching my other podcasts from that I've got lined up. Got a couple others that are going to be doing. The main one is going to be kind of associated with this channel. It's more about the conspiracy theory stuff. Kind of the history of conspiracy theories, some stories, mystery stories, mysterious stuff. Kind of most of it relating to government stuff. And then I'm going to put a podcast out there with the, I might just have a podcast as well. It's just called What's in My Cup, which I'm sure you want to know right now. I have, I have this Oregon chai. It's vanilla chai, but it's Oregon chai. For those of you who are chai connoisseurs, which I'm sure there's billions of you out there, in the state of Indiana alone, there's probably billions of you. And the thing about this Oregon stuff is that all of it has this spice to it that I don't really care for. I'm not a spicy liker. I don't like the spicy stuff too much. Like hot spice, like jalapeno. I don't mind just a tinge of jalapeno, or whatever they call it. I don't mind just a little bit of that, but I don't like it just overbearing, make my forehead sweat type stuff. This spice is more of just a tangy kind of spice. It's like it's just a spicy kind of, it's just got that spicy spice. I'm more of a cream and cheese, kind of whipped cream, ice cream, anything with cream in it kind of guy. That's what I'm all about. Well, this chai, it's supposed to be vanilla flavored, and it does have it's got vanilla in there. And of course, then I put this cinnamon toast crunch stuff in there. That's a creamer that I put in it because I've got a whole bunch of it right now, which doesn't really take the edge off the spice from the Oregon chai. But there you go. That's as far as I'm going to go with the chai stuff. I have also have as a backup here. I have some sweet tea I just happened to put a can of V8. Yeah, that's good. That helps to wash down that spice. I have a can of V8 Fusion Peach Mango flavor in there. My favorite of the V8 juices. Right now, currently, by the way, the whole lying thing, I was going to try to, write down a whole list of the lies that we have gone through here in the last however many days of this has been in this particular administration. It's been ridiculous. But just the continued lies and then the dancing around them that they do. And then what really just aggravates me to no end. I think it's one thing for people to be, you know, I expect people to be selfish and kind of hypocrites. Everybody is to some degree. Nobody, and most people aren't really aware, self-aware enough to know that they're even that way. And talk about a lack of self-awareness among the leftists. I don't even like to say Democrats, because there are some Democrats out there that aren't even aware that there's this leftist radical ridiculousness going on out there. These people are just so smug in their self-righteous indignation and lack of personal responsibility. They will never apologize for anything, and then they continue to lie, and then they just dance around it or deny it when the lie is called out. And unfortunately, apparently, if you're with any other organization, any other news organization other than the New York Times, apparently you have no credibility with anybody. That's it's just an opinion, and you're wrong. And I've had it with this kind of stuff, with the leftists, with this stuff. It's just I'm done with them. I don't know that there's the ability to build a bridge with this. I don't even know, you know, if we do agree on something, I don't trust the fact that they even really are honest or genuine about what it is they really want. You know, I was thinking about this last couple of days. If they didn't have the Republican Party standing in their way in any way whatsoever, if they had no fear, which they basically don't, because the news media itself is all, you know, pretty much in the tank for them. They're the right arm of a leftist party. And then you've got big tech, the richest people on the planet are leftists. And they make it sound like they're all for the little guy. They're going to tax the rich. They are the rich. Bill Gates, all these people that, you know, Zuckerberg and Zucker, all these people, they're all in the pockets of the leftists. There is so much, and I hate to start in with this kind of thing on the show. It's just, folks, there is good news. And let me tell you, there is good news, and the good news is that in the end, this will all be leveled flat. Come what may, Lord Jesus, just come, speak your word, settle it once and for all. And I understand. I realize I'm losing patience, and I know God isn't. I know that God still has a plan for these people, for all of us, that he's patient and long-suffering, and that's not an understatement there. That is no small statement when you realize the depravity and the direction that humanity is heading, the constant rejection of the one and only who can save them. How would you like to be trying to help someone who's drowning? You're reaching your hand out and they just keep biting it, slapping it, spitting in your face, calling you a liar, saying you don't exist. And yet you continue to reach your hand out because you know that they have no other option. I would not have much patience for that, which is why I'm not God. Yet he continues, just as he does in my life, he just continues to reach out and point the way and call us to a better place. So there is good news in that respect. However, in the meantime, we live in this ridiculous, upside-down world. And just ignoring it or saying something otherwise does not make it so. We have a political party with a spin machine that just, they think that if they just come out and say something, it just makes it so. The soundbite will make it so. And everyone will believe me because I'm saying it, and the news media will chime right along and do whatever. I don't understand. I don't get it. I do not get it. But that's the way it works, I guess. When you think back over the last year, even more than that, even during the campaign season, the people that just, I don't even know where to begin with this. I need to settle down and get some, you know, points across that make sense here, because it's just, I can't spit straight. Not that I've tried to spit. I'm just saying, if I tried, I probably couldn't. It'd go out the side of my mouth or something. Just the audacity of this whole thing is unbelievable. I just don't have the words for it. I wish I was smarter, had all those big fancy words I could spew out, like discombobulationabilis or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, something like that. I wish I could, you know, say those words. I don't even know what that means. The thing that blows my mind is that, you know, we were told, and I could play all the, I've played all these audio bites on the show before. Maybe I can pull one of these up. Anthony Fauci. All his lies to us. It's interesting that disappeared. Where did that go? So, you know, I don't trust iCloud very far. And when we see what big tech has done, I store a lot of stuff in the cloud now. And I think I'm going to have to find other ways of backing up all my iCloud stuff and all my other, you know, any kind of FTP servers that you have. I'm seriously thinking about doing something with that stuff. Some way of backing it up and then keeping it off the net. Just open it up, dump everything over, shut it off. Because seeing everything we've seen from dictators of the world, the things that they're capable of in the name of justice and their righteousness, whatever they, you know, their righteous moral standards. Yeah, I have, here's some sound bites. I think I've got Anthony Fauci here somewhere. Audio files, where is it? No, that's not it. Sergey. Replay, Joe Biden. Yeah, there's an interesting one, but here it is. No, that's not it either. I can't find it. Yeah, there were some in here. It's probably on my phone. Anthony Fauci saying, and you know, the vaccines work very, very, very well for the variants. They work very, very well against the variants. And everybody just goes along with this. And the numbers do not show that. Delta, apparently the vaccine helped protect people against the severity of Delta. Now, I have not seen any studies that show that. I only know from what they've been telling me. And it would seem, according to hospital statistics, it seems as if that's the case, that fewer people were hospitalized and died from Delta who were vaccinated. Fewer people. Which would seem to lend, and that's the statistics, that's what it shows. There's no arguing with that. It's now, you could say that those numbers were skewed, because now we're finding out that they're pulling people off of the death lists. 15% of people who were on the COVID death list from hospitals have been pulled off in just the last couple months, according to the CDC. Because they've been auditing some things and changing some things. That's a significant number. It's a significant number. And there's a, if you listen to Facts Matter with Roman from the Epic Times, he went over this a couple days ago. And it was just interesting that the same percentage of numbers was something. It correlated right along with something else that they had been saying. And it was just very interesting that it was the same. I wanted to make a list of all the lies we've been told. Now, for one thing, getting back to this whole thing with the vaccines, there does not seem to be any difference in whether or not it protects you from actually getting the virus, which is the whole premise of this vaccine. That we were told, this is another lie we were told at the beginning. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get the virus. We were told that by Rachel Maddow, who went on and on about it night after night. Getting the vaccine, it stops. It stops with a person getting the vaccine. So why aren't you going to get the vaccine? Because we got to stop this thing. Oh, apparently no, it doesn't, Rachel. My understanding is Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki apparently has tested positive again. I guess I'm not sure I understand what happened there. There was a report that she announced that she tested positive, but this was just a couple days ago, and yet she's still doing the briefings. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. I don't know if she was talking about when she tested positive before. And I assume she's vaccinated, since she's up there telling everybody to get vaccinated. How is it, then, that Omicron has been... Now, there are some people... It's an interesting study just came out. There are people that just will never get COVID. There are people who have actual natural immunity. Now, that's not to say they can't spread it. They can actually spread it without actually having it or ever testing positive for it. They will never get any symptoms because their body won't... It will not host in their body. However, they can carry it on their body or kind of in their body, so to speak, in their nasal pharynx or whatever that thing is. Now, Anthony Fauci told us, he said this little thing right here. I'm just going to play it because it's the truth, I guess. Say it.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level a virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection and compare that
breakthrough infection
to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
They're essentially equivalent, the same. Now, come just think about this for a moment. We were told that the virus stops with the vaccinated individual. Oh, apparently not, according to Anthony. Why didn't they have this all over the evening news? They had one person who interviewed him and he said this, and they were like, oh, we can't be saying this kind of thing because we don't need vaccine hesitancy. They were so concerned about people not wanting to get vaccinated. Well, what if these people don't want to get? We have to get everybody vaccinated, and if somebody, because this is going to stop the virus. Well, it didn't stop the virus. In fact, the numbers would show, and this is according to Dr. John Campbell, someone who everybody's, I think he's got like 5 billion followers now. He's the one guy who was coming out and just reporting the facts. Now, he's pro-vaccine. I don't know just how pro-vaccine he is. I know he's had to say he's pro-vaccine. He's been tagged on YouTube a few times, and all he does is talk about the numbers, statistics that are coming from official sources. And he analyzes this stuff incredibly well, very good at what he does. And he has, one of the things that he was alarmed about was that it seemed as if the more shots you got, they call them boosters, it's the same shot. You get the first one, you get the second one, and then you get another one just like the first one. That's called a booster. And they were talking, now they're still talking again about the fourth shot now again with this Omicron thing. Of course, I guess Putin is more dangerous than Omicron, apparently. I guarantee you more people are dying from Putin right now, Putin's war, than there are people who are dying from Omicron in Ukraine. Now, the thing that gets me about this whole thing is that they've never come out and apologized or admitted. Well, apparently, the vaccines don't work. They have now said that, well, the vaccine only works for a little while. Again, you know, the booster only works for a little while, and it's waning against the new variants. Only works about 10 weeks. Now, and that's a stretch, folks. In fact, the numbers show that it only protects against Omicron by about 17%. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a statistician. And I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a life coach, among many other things that I'm not. I don't drive bulldozers. I'm not a contractor. I'm a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions that I spew out every day, almost every day. And you can do with those what you want. So there you go. That's my disclaimer for the day. The interesting thing about all this is that even with the booster against Omicron, they're saying it's I don't even believe this, but they're saying it's 17% and then it wanes very quickly. Only lasts about 10 weeks. It goes down to, let me explain to you what the numbers show at this thing. People who've been vaccinated and have had three shots actually have a higher rate of cases than people who are unvaccinated. Now, I'm not saying the severity of the cases are worse. Now, here's part of the issue with this. Now, this is where the numbers get a little bit screwy when you look at this and the reasons why this may be. There are places you can go if you're vaccinated that you cannot go if you're unvaccinated. Still in this country, that is the case. Is the fact that you can spread it and get it just as easily as being vaccinated, is that contributing to the fact that it's spreading among the vaccinated? Because this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, apparently not. If it's being spread by vaccinated individuals, then they're the ones who need to be isolating themselves, just like everybody else. You know, they can go to these events, they can go to parties, they can go to things, and they feel like they got this protection because they've been vaccinated. In reality, they are not. So are they taking chances that normally wouldn't be taken? Are they getting closer to people than they should be? All these things, is it spreading because there's this false sense of security with the vaccination? And so therefore they're taking more risks. They're you know, they think they have this protection and they don't. So they're spreading the virus more. Is that what's happening? I mean, you look at some of these politicians who go to these parties or go on an airplane ride or they go to Florida. And they run around unmasked and everything else and hugging and partying and doing everything that they're doing. You know that they have this sense of invincibility because they're vaccinated. And for some reason, this lie that Omicron can't get you or that COVID can't get you if you're vaccinated continues to purvey in so much of society right now. Like, I'm trying to go to on a vacation next month. I'm trying to go down to the islands. And the particular island that I'm trying to get to, if you're unvaccinated, when you show up, even if you have a negative test, you're required to quarantine for 7 days. Which the vaccinated individuals don't have to do that. They don't have to quarantine. And yet they can have it. They can spread it. Omicron is not doesn't discriminate at all. I mean, when you look at the numbers, in terms of statistics, it actually looks worse. Why, I don't know, but it does. And yet, this is supposed to be science. Now, I'm pretty sure I've had Omicron. I'm pretty sure I had the first strain that came out back in 2020. I did not get Delta. I'm pretty sure I was exposed to it, the line of work that I have and as much traveling as I do. I didn't get it. Pretty sure I got Omicron, which goes right along with the statistics have been stating that people who got Omicron early on, I'm sorry, who got COVID early on and who were vaccinated were highly susceptible, both were highly susceptible to getting Omicron. Now, what's interesting is people who recovered from Delta have not been as immune to Omicron as you would think they were. That some of them have actually gotten Omicron as well. However, people who've gotten Omicron have not gotten Delta. In fact, Delta has dropped off the charts. In most countries, they don't even find it anymore. It's still out there, but it's basically gone. Omicron has taken over. It's much more transmissible and also gives you immunity, apparently, to the other one. Now, there's several different variations of Omicron. I think there's up to five now, which is kind of interesting. But they're all within the same. I mean, if you get one, you basically got the same thing. Just this interesting stuff. So we were lied to about that. We were lied to, however many lies there were since then, up until Afghanistan, when Joe Biden was flat out asked, is Afghanistan going to fall? No! They have an army that's 300,000 strong, one of the best trained armies in the world. Blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, it's gone. Joe, did you make a mistake? Were you not truthful with us, or did you just misestimate? Did you underestimate? Did you have some bad intelligence there from all these intelligence folks? During the debates, we were told, this whole thing between, in the background here, I'm going to be looking up something because this is just classic Joe. He's in this debate with Trump. Debate by Hunter. Let's see. Wallace. How do you spell Wallace? I think that's it. Yeah, Chris Wallace. Yeah, it's here somewhere. I could probably find it if I just looked around. At the very end of it, Chris Wallace says, I'd like to talk about climate change. And Joe right away goes, so would I. Well, of course you don't want to talk about your son, your Hunter, and his business dealings. This is all lies. 50 people in the intelligence community. Oh, it's an interesting number, 50. Interesting that it's just rounded right off to 50 people. And the intelligence agency decided that they're not going to, that they're basically, what was the word? That they're They said it's a Russian plant. In fact, here, oh, this is it. I think this is the one. I'm gonna play this for you because this is this is one of the exchanges they had.
Why is it? Just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it?
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million.
Totally discredited,
Mr. Vice.
He got $3.5 million.
It's a known fact.
It is not true.
Oh, really,
Mr. President? It's an open discussion, please.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, you have raised an issue. Let the Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't want me to answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been thoroughly discredited.
By who? And the media?
By everybody. Well,
everybody.
By the media, by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. As a matter of fact,
you trust the World Bank.
Even the people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Mister. I'm listening to you.
People under,
you got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration, said, I did my job and I did it very well.
Oh, really?
I did it honorably.
I'd like to know who they are.
I'll give you the list of the people who testified.
No, he never got the list.
You've already fired most of them because they did a good job.
Some people don't do a good job. With you,
wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
He's calling the President of the United States a clown.
Mr. President,
I
don't think I heard Trump say, call him any names, by the way.
Look, here's the deal. We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean,
you're going to call somebody a clown, Joe? That families and ethics? Is that the way that works? And by the way, the $3.5 million. He also got money from a particular Russian oligarch. They call them oligarchs over there. People who have money are called oligarchs. There are families behind the whole thing in Russia that run the show over there. The elites, they call them. That's what people over here want to be. The people in government here want to be the elites here. It would be much like Justin Trudeau in Canada. By the way, we could talk about the similarities between what Putin is doing to his people in Russia who want to protest the war and the way Vladimir Trudeau went after the people who are protesting the lockdowns in Canada. Very similar. Very similar situation. It's almost as if Putin learned something from Justin Trudeau. And yet he's justified and vindicated. Oh, somebody, by the way, from Europe the other day really just raked him over the coals, said he was a dictator. A leader from another country went after him, and it was scathing. And yet he stood there, I had to do it because it was an illegal protest. Yeah, it's funny how when you protest the government, an administration, all of a sudden, that's illegal. You can't protest us. You have freedom of speech to protest anything you want, as long as you don't protest us, as long as you agree with everything we say. It's the whole purpose of the protest, folks. And at some point, there's going to be a reason for the Second Amendment. That's all I'm saying. There was another one. I'll have to find it up. See if I can find it here. That one's too long. It's got to be in there somewhere. It has to be here somewhere. I'm going to try to find it. I'll keep trying to find it while we're. I'm going to keep looking here. It's the one where he goes after Hunter's laptop thing, the whole laptop thing. I think this might be it right here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is. I'm pretty sure this is it. This is in the debate, Chris. They're basically saying why should we elect you president? And he goes into this whole thing, and I think then Trump, of course, starts interrupting him.
Under
this president, we become weaker, sicker, poorer, more divided.
Now I want to just chime in here for a second. Under this president, we've become weaker, sicker, more divided. He's going to say more violent here in just a second. What have we become under Joe Biden? This is the outrage that I feel when I hear people like this talk like they're going to make it better. Like we're in some kind of a recession. He said we were in a recession under Trump. This is in 2019 and 2020. 2020. prior to the election. He's saying we're in a recession. The metrics that they use to measure this stuff is absolutely just, it's just infuriating. So he goes on. I'm going to go back here just a little bit and see if I can pick up the rest of this so you can get the whole sentence here.
President, as opposed to President Trump, you have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Here we go.
Under this president, we become weaker, sicker,
really
poorer, yeah, more divided, and more violent.
Sure. When who's doing the violence?
Vice President.
Antifa.
We inherited a recession. I was asked to fix it. I did. We left him a booming economy.
A booming economy.
Caused the recession with regard to being weaker. The fact is that I've gone head to
he
head.
Caused, with Putin. He's saying Trump caused the recession.
I'm not going to take any of his stuff. He's Putin's puppy. He still refuses to even say anything to Putin about the bounty on the heads of American soldiers.
He's Putin's puppy. He caused a recession. Had nothing to do with COVID, apparently. They're blaming COVID and Putin for everything. Well, it's Putin. It's Putin, sir. It's Putin's tax.
$3 million. And by the way,
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get 2 minute answers.
Oh, he's getting
uninterrupted.
Your side agreed. He's getting scolded now by Chrissy.
Why don't you observe
Chris,
your campaign agreed
who's
to
was such a smart guy. He went over to CNN.
That was a rhetorical question. Can you go ahead?
And he throws a tizzy fit.
Yes, you may have.
All right. When Zucker leaves.
So, thirdly, we're poor. The billionaires have gotten much more wealthy. By a tune of over $300 to $400 billion more just since COVID, you in the home, you got less. You're in more trouble than
you
were.
And you still take their money for your campaign, Joe.
In terms of being more violent, when we were in office, there were 15% less violence in America than there is today.
Bull. That was bull.
He's president of the United States. It's on his watch. And with regard to
all because of
Antifa, the nation can't stay divided. We can't be this way. And speaking of my son, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being
he never said that.
Suckers. My son,
he never
was in
said
Iraq.
That.
He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot, and the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
Mike Hill. Are you talking about Hunter? I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden.
You're talking
about
Bo.
I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got thrown, Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. He wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use, and he didn't have a job until you became vice president. And once you
None
became
of that
vice
is
president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
And it is
my
absolutely
son,
true. He's sitting there telling you it's not true.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's
I don't
worked
think
on
so.
It. And I'm proud of him.
But why was
I'm proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
right.
of dollars?
But he wasn't given
right.
tens of millions of dollars. That is totally,
totally discredited, totally debunked.
We've already been through this. I think the American people would rather hear about more substantial subjects. Well, you know, as the moderator, sir, I'm going to make a judgment call here.
$3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow.
Let's talk about it.
That report is totally discredited.
It's totally discredited. Now, the New York Times, apparently the only credible news organization in the world, if they come out with it, apparently now it's true. Other news organizations and independent news companies have been telling us this for a long time, including President Trump right there, the man who's head of all the intelligence, supposedly. See, this is where being president right now, I think I would have a hard time. I would have to fire them all and put in people I trust. We would have to start all over again. The intelligence agencies and the law enforcement agencies on the federal level have become so corrupt. The FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop, as I understand it, since 2019. And we're just now finding out that the emails are authentic. In fact, the FBI even kind of said, well, yeah, there's no evidence that it's been a Russian hack. Their official statement had nothing to do with what Joe says. 50 people came out from the intelligence agencies who, of course, had been fired. They were all disgruntled. And said that this whole thing was a Russian hack. The computer thing was a Russian hack. Really, have you looked at the pictures in there? That you're saying that was, they hired some guy who looked like Hunter Biden and had his pictures taken with little kids, smoking crack, lighting up, doing his thing. That the emails that were in there somehow were all, they weren't authentic. That the money that was transferred from this Russian oligarch, by the way, A one-time lump sum payment? And strangely enough, she didn't get sanctioned. This oligarch who gave Hunter a bunch of money, she was among the exempt people who didn't get sanctioned by the administration when we were sanctioning oligarchs over there. Isn't that interesting? But this is the most squeaky clean, just wonderful, make you want to rub your fists together. Nancy. Administration on the planet. Afghanistan, another lie. Hunter Biden, the laptop. Again, he's standing there lying through his teeth. Chris Wallace, you owe the American people an apology. Joe Biden, you need to get on your knees and ask for forgiveness for lying to the American people. Do you know why it's against the law to lie to Congress? Do you understand the principle? It's not because they are the almighty and they are so important you can't lie to me. No, that has nothing to do with that at all. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the people you represent. When you lie to a congressman on the Senate floor, on the House floor, you are speaking to the American representatives, the American people, the people that I voted to send there to represent me. You're lying to me. That's why it's illegal. Not because of some guy who holds an office, some person, some lady, woman, whatever. It's not them who's all important. It's the guy who voted for them, the guy who sent them there to represent them, which they seem to forget that occasionally. Maybe they need to be reminded occasionally, like just vote them out, regardless of whether, just primary them, just get rid of them once in a while. They get there and they don't have any desire whatsoever to vote for term limits because they know they're going to be out of a job. And they don't really care about that either because, if they retire, they get to walk off with their war chest, all their campaign money, as well as they get a retirement package that is unbelievable. Where else can you work for like 4 or 5 years and walk off with a lifelong retirement package? Unbelievable. People become millionaires only making like $120,000 a year. And yet the lies continue. And now that the New York Times has come out with this information, someone challenges Jen Psaki about the statements that she made and the statements that the president made. And she turns around and says, I will direct you to the Department of Justice, and you can talk to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work for the government. Someone else called her out on it and said, do you still stand by the statements that you made? I'll direct you to the Department of Justice and the Hunter Biden's representatives. Why did they make you say those things? The things that you said, Jen. That you said. You, Jen, need to be responsible for the things you said. She totally deflected it, went off to the next person. If those emails are authentic, and I bet they are. This is one of the biggest cover-ups in our century, in the last 100 years. This is worse than Watergate 10 times over. Talk about access to the vice president and the president himself. Talk about leveraging things and corruption and money flowing from other countries. Unbelievable. And a lot of that came through Ukraine because there was such corruption there. Now, Zelensky has gone in, supposedly, he was elected based on the idea that he was going to root out some of this corruption stuff, which is why there was communication with Giuliani and the president to try to find out what was going on over there because it was tied to our vice president. Trump was trying to go after the corruption that was going on during the Obama administration. And all of a sudden, he gets impeached for it. He gets impeached for it because these people think that he's going after a political opponent. Well, yes, he is. Not because he cares about his political career. It's because he cares about America. I've never heard Joe Biden say, maybe he has said it. If he has said it, I don't believe him. I've never seen him walk up to the flag and hug it and say, I love this country. I don't see his supporters waving flags. Now, I'm not saying that's all cracked up for what it's supposed to be either. All I'm saying is the principles that this country was founded on are not exactly something I see these people dying for or willing to go to jail for or make a stand for. That's disturbing to me. I don't know where this is all going to head for. We've only been through a little over a year of this administration, folks. We have almost 3 years left. Zelensky is now begging for help from countries that now can hold it over his head. They're going to say, oh, you want some Stingers? You want some anti-aircraft weapons? You want some anti-tank weapons? You want arms? You want some help, intel? We're going to need some, we're going to need a little bit of reciprocation from you. Yeah. You're going to have to play along with our game over here. Or you're going to be wiped out. What's the odds of that right now with this administration? I'd say pretty high. Because the lies just continue. We were just recently told that it was because of Putin that the energy was, that the gas prices were rising. We were told just recently, in fact, we were told about this recession thing. It's just a transitory thing. It's going to be a blip. It's going to go back down. It has never stopped rising. Cost of living is still going up. Price of gas is breaking records now. In fact, the rate of rising gas prices is breaking records. It's rising at a rate that's never risen, and it's risen above any record that's ever been before. It is absolutely hard on the little guy, and yet now they're talking more stimulus checks to help out with fuel costs. So we're going to send stimulus checks out to everybody. What are they doing? They're taking tax money from you. And they're taking their little dip into it, dipping their toe a little further down into the stream of money. All in this strange idea that somehow they're helping you. Well, I'm getting all this money from the government. This government cares about me. I'm getting money from the government to make up for the damage that they've done. So this is exactly why I do not trust, especially this administration, but any administration, really. They like to create a crisis. And then have the solution for you. Oh, look here. Oh, look at this crisis. Oh, we need to step in and fix this. We have a solution. And the solution sometimes is worse, which leads to the next solution. Just for one case in point, one major case in point. Obamacare.
Healthcare situation. Our healthcare system is in a shambles. It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, look at this, how terrible it is.
It's like we were told how terrible the economy was by Joe Biden there under Trump. That was kind of a synopsis of everything that they do.
We're weaker, we're less powerful, blah, 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 we're more violent, all this stuff. Oh, our economy's in a recession.
Recession, Joe? We haven't seen nothing yet until you stepped in. The day you stepped, within 5 days after he stepped in, that's when prices started rising. That's when we became energy dependent again on other countries. And voila, here we are, all wrapped up in all the crap that's going on in the world again. Destabilized everybody. And here we are, at the bottom of my cup. I don't know what to do with my cup now. It's empty. I have no chai in there. I'll have to switch over to my standby cup. Ah, that's better. And again, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Not good for a talk show guy to not know what to say, because that's pretty much what I do. I just talk. When you run out of words, your show's over. But I'm not going to end this. I still have a lot of complaining to do. Now, the hope here is that at the end of, of course, this is the hope of a lot of politicians on the right as well. They're just drooling and salivating over the idea that there's going to be a landslide victory this fall in the elections. The Democrats are scared spitless because they think they know that this is going to happen. That's why so many of them are retiring, because they can step out with all their campaign money. Now we're hearing all about, and I've been saying this for quite some time, not that I'm happy about being right about it. Putin now has said that he's going to be requiring oil payments in rubles. It's kind of a checkmate situation. Now, whether this will work or not, I don't know. See, he's still selling a lot of oil, a lot of gas to LPG, I guess it's called, compressed natural gas. I guess that's CNG, I guess. He's selling a lot of that to Europe. And in the process, they are paying for that oil. Well, now he's requiring that it be paid in rubles. You see, the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar, is pinned to oil in the world's economy. That's why the U.S. dollar still has some clout in the world, and we still have some buying power with it. That's why it's worth something. It's not pinned to anything else. It's not pinned to gold or silver like it used to be. Some of my friends on the left, who are apparently a lot more ignorant than I thought, they think that going to a silver standard means that we all have to care. There's not enough silver for everybody to be carrying around silver, paying for everything. I don't think you don't get it. It's how ridiculously stupid can you be? That you think, well, the dollar's just going to go away. We're going to get rid of the dollar and go back to, that has never been the case in this. We used to have what we called what was it called? The dollar, it used to be, it wasn't the rest of the federal dollar. It was a silver certificate, I think it was called. The dollar used to be tied to the price of silver. It was extremely stable. And when we were in tough times, you knew it right away. There wasn't a phony printing out of money and trying to get through and buttering over everything that we have to pay for way down the line. It was an instantaneous, hey, we're having hard times right now. And when you had good times, you had wealth. Because the dollar, you could walk into any bank with your dollar bill and get silver coin for it. It had intrinsic value, supposedly. When you're really hungry, you can't eat silver, so I'm not sure. Maybe you can buy something with it, but when there's nothing to buy, silver and gold doesn't do you any good, by the way. So here we are. Here we are with this situation we have with this administration. We are rapidly, rapidly entering a period of time unlike anything I've ever seen in my lifetime. This is a perfect storm. I've said this many times. It's a perfect storm. We have Russia, who is now willing to use chemical and nuclear weapons, supposedly. In fact, I actually heard one of the representatives say this. Now, I don't think this was an act. I don't think it was a deep fake. I don't think it was just propaganda. He's talking tough, and I'm not so sure he's because he has to save face. He's got himself into a quagmire in Ukraine, and it's not looking good. He's killing and destroying Ukraine. Again, why you want to ransack and burn down someone's house and then move in, I have no idea. I don't understand that at all. In his mind, he has justified this in a way that is very typical of communist or socialistic individuals to protect their power structure. They will say and do anything, which is exactly what he's doing. So here we are. And this is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. And Sunday's coming. Anyway, we will have we'll have a show tomorrow morning, I'm sure. There will be a show tomorrow morning. There may be a show later today. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out. Just not quite sure how that's going to work out. I was thinking that maybe I was going to be getting a lot of work done here. It's supposed to be raining most of the day here, and I had a bunch of work to do outside, and I just don't think I'm going to do that. So chances are I'm going to be at the home studio because there's some things I need to fix up there. Internet's not working right. There's some reason. So I'll be there. However, for the next week and a half, basically, I will be home. I'm not going to be traveling. I'll be working from home, working at home, working at the main studio, doing a lot of work that has been backing up, piling up, and getting my other business going and getting my taxes done. That has to be done here before at the end of the week. So I'm going to be doing that today and tomorrow. Oh, what fun. That's always a lot of fun. So getting that done and then going from there and see what happens. But in the meantime, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I really do appreciate everybody listening to my rants and rates. And again, I do want to say that there is hope for us, folks. There is hope for a future. And I believe in the midst of all the turmoil, all the chaos, God is going to have a very sweet and special place for his believers, his followers, his people. But we don't want to fall for the delusion. We don't want to fall prey to the lie that will be trying to seduce the believer as well. So be aware of that. Because those who are living in the truth and are able to be self-aware and God-aware, I think are going to see amazing things in the days to come. God bless everybody. Thanks for listening.